This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airways. Tell us whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And apparently, New Zealand and their attempts to respond to the tragic shootings at the mosque. Or the tragic shootings at the mosques, rather, that occurred earlier this year, is not being overly successful in disarming prospective victims.
Yeah.
Imagine how so strange how that works.
Yeah, it turns out people who have guns don't want to give them to you if you ask for them.
But, amazing.
Yeah. So the article I have here is from activistposts.com. Which is obviously a slanted article because the name of the website is activistpost.com. But I did.
So they're pro gun control, I'm assuming?
I think in this, no, and the opposite in this circumstance. This is more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, but I did check this and it's all verifiable by the mainstream media. I just happened to like their take on it by Matt Agarist here. In March, New Zealand Prime Minister. I don't know who these people are. Jacinda Ardern announced the first tranche of a number of moves to restrict the rights of New Zealand citizens to protect themselves with firearms. This move was in direct response to the horrific murders that unfolded on March the 15th. Nobody is going to argue that.
No, but I mean, you, of course, we know what stopped the second mosque shooting from being as bad as the first one. And it was the fact that somebody there happened to have a gun and shot back.
I don't know how the people who write these things come to the conclusions that they do, but they do.
Yeah.
Over and over again, their conclusion is that we can stop gun violence by taking guns away from people. And maybe over time on New Zealand, they can pull that off. Maybe. Because,
but it doesn't eliminate violence.
No, it certainly
doesn't. It just eliminates one particular manifestation.
Even if you could wave your hands and make it and make all guns disappear and make it impossible to make a new one, that's going to create more violence, not less, because without guns and even with guns. But some people are stronger than others, and so if guns don't exist, now as an aggressor, you just have to know who's weaker than you and how many people you need versus one victim. I mean,
God made man. Sam Colt made him equal, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it certainly eliminates a lot of the problem if you happen to be a female or gay or something else, not one of these huge bodybuilders or anything like that, and you get attacked by someone who's just bigger or stronger than you are.
Maybe you just don't want to put touch them. Maybe they look dirty.
Or
that's true as well.
Even if it's a fair fight, not, which is a weird phrasing, but even if it's a fair fight,
Fight between two equally capable people.
That's still not a good plan. It's still not a good time, right?
That's
you
true.
Still don't want to get into a fair fight.
No, I don't. Especially if the fair fight wasn't my idea. You know, if some aggressor has some particular reason to want to fight me, the chances are good that their reasoning is not my reasoning because I don't want to fight anybody.
I would tend to agree.
So, if they want to, for whatever reason, do violence to me, then, and it's clear and it's imminent and it's all these things, then, you know, a few holes center of mass is going to stop that desire in them immediately. Right?
Definitely. I mean, it eliminates a lot of the risk to you. Even if you're a capable fighter, the other person may simply be more capable.
Every single fight you get into, and it doesn't matter if it's somebody who's of lesser skill than you are, any given Sunday, people, you know, that's how that goes, is that you never know who's going to win. And even if you do win, you walk away a loser. For instance, I got into a fight in my early 20s, and I won. Like, undeniably, I beat this guy physically. But he punched me in the face. He got one shot in my face, and that shot severed a nerve in my to my teeth. And my three front teeth to the left side, so the three you know, from the center point there, feel different than the rest of my teeth. There's three sets of nerves that go to a given set of teeth. I've
Interesting.
Had the opportunity to look at this because, well, this happened to me.
Right.
And, you know, I won, but I didn't walk away. I don't have the greatest feeling about that fight. If I could undo that fight and let him win and not have my teeth, nerve to my teeth severed, I'd do that.
Understandable.
So.
And, I mean, gun ownership eliminates all of those risks. I mean, you still have to worry about
It mitigates all of those risks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. But you still have to worry about the cops showing up and shooting you or whatever, because that's what the cops do. But other than that, I mean, the person who is aggressing against you in that particular moment is going to be stopped.
And also, it's worth pointing out that the terrorist who did this hoped for and predicted gun grabbing in New Zealand.
Well, yeah, but they hoped for and predicted a lot of things, a lot of which was internally contradictory. I don't know.
They're certainly not a crazy person, but, you know, at the politicians are doing what the crazy person wanted, at the very least.
And that should concern us people who aren't crazy. I mean, the politicians, easily manipulated that they may be, they should not allow themselves to be so easily manipulated by a person who is crazy. Dangerously unhinged.
Right. If somebody gets knifed in London, you can't do anything. You can't sue the politicians for the fact that they disarmed you. Victim disarmament laws. I mean, well, working for the government means you never have to say you're sorry.
Yeah.
And England's a good example. I mean, you know, here you have an island where, yep, they can. I think that they successfully restricted guns in England. There's not that many people with them any longer.
Right, but it does have to be an island or some sort of prison-like environment where you actually can have pretty extensive control over what is entering and what isn't.
But it's also not something that's going to happen overnight. So what's it like from now until then? How, you know, I mean, there's at this point, I haven't even gotten to it at this point, but it's estimated that 250,000 people own the recently banned semi-automatic weapons in New Zealand. Estimates show that 250 gun owners who were turned into criminals overnight by the government own around 300,000. Did I say 250? I meant 250,000. Around 300,000 firearms. Since the government attempted to disarm these 250,000 people, only 530 guns have been turned in. Not 530 people have been turned in guns, but 530 guns have been turned in out of the at least 250,000 guns that are out there. Now, this is a...
I like those numbers.
Laughably small amount. And...
I like to pretend that a good chunk of those were either broken guns, guns somebody was trying to get rid of for legal reasons, and or somebody who had 10 guns and turned one in to look good.
Now, did the state reimburse people for their property? I know it generally doesn't.
That is really the issue. The government officials are attributing the lack of gun turn-ins to citizens wanting to be properly compensated for their weapons. However, the complexity of this situation is likely far different. So we got a quote here from Nicole McKee, Secretary of the Council of Licensed Firearm Owners, and I don't know if that's government or just like an NRA knockoff. If they're being serious about their considerations and ensuring that there is fair and reasonable compensation, then firearm owners will wait a bit longer to make sure it is just and it is fair when it is received.
Well, how do you actually compensate someone for their ability to defend themselves? I mean, that's just not about money.
No, I think they were talking about guns.
Compensating for the gun itself.
Yeah, the rifle.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is the larger issue, they cannot be compensated
Clearly
for.
Not.
They can be compensated.
They don't care anything about a right. They're governments. That's what their business is. Their business is taking away rights. That's the they stated.
That's what they do when
they
you give them your guns.
Right off. Right? Like they say, we're civilization. You give up rights in order to be part of us. Now, they have no proof that they're civilization.
They're uncivilized.
What and the U.S., they disclaimed that a couple of times at the federal Supreme Court level.
That their civilization?
That they have any duty to protect you.
Yeah, they don't have any duty to protect you, no doubt. They've been very clear on that in the Supreme Court. I don't know about the New Zealand Supreme Court.
855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE. Talk about whatever you'd like.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. call in. Tell us whatever's on your mind. That number's 855-450-3733. Or you can use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. With you tonight is Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about New Zealand and the overwhelming failure of their government to disarm their people. Apparently, there are somewhere around 300,000 of these newly banned semi-automatic rifles in the country of New Zealand, while only about 530 of them were actually turned in accordance with this new law.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
I think that's a great thing. I think it's a good idea for people to be more sober, not to get worked into these panic states. Okay, so Jim down the street is an arsonist. Let's ban him from having matches. I don't necessarily agree, but I don't disagree either.
But that's same.
Me giving up my matches
right.
is not going to help that situation because I am not an arsonist.
Just because there are rapists in the world doesn't mean that I need my genitals removed. Okay?
There we go.
You know, it just doesn't make any... It makes no sense. Now, I can... again, I'm a convicted felon, and when people talk about felons and weapons ownerships and things like that, I don't talk about rights in that circumstance. I try to avoid the terminology of rights. I look at it from a very utilitarian standpoint. I do believe that somebody that you release from prison and you're no longer providing 24-hour security for, because that's what prison is.
Certainly.
That you then, that they then have the right to defend themselves. And certainly their family members have the right to defend themselves. And if you live in one of these states where they make it difficult for somebody to be in the presence, very presence of a gun or something, that makes things difficult. Here in New Hampshire, there's a ruling that says that, they cannot deprive, everybody in the household from having a firearm simply because one person is deprived by a federal ruling.
It's scary that any states would attempt such a broad ruling. I mean,
nobody likes convicts.
I guess. But, I mean, that's a really myopic way to view the world, especially considering how easy it is to get a felony on your record.
Sure.
I'm lucky enough to not have one, despite all of these stupid things I've done.
The silliness of outlawing somebody from possessing a gun, you know, because of a conviction, I get on the face why people would choose to do it. But in the, you know, I mean, the long and the short of it is that they can get a gun. So
yeah.
If they choose to obey your law, then they're the good guy ex-convicts, right? Like, we're all going to agree there are ex-convicts that do not want to go back to prison and are not going to commit more crimes.
Right.
If you don't agree that that's the case, then you never wanted you. Then the whole idea of prison makes no sense. You should just kill everybody.
I don't agree that there is people who aren't going to commit more crimes, at least if they are physically located within the United States.
Okay, well, I'm talking about violent crimes that people, that normal people who have been listening to the radio might view.
Right,
as
but
a
lot
crime.
Of those are felonies.
Sure. So the reality, let's call it a violent crime then, just for the sake of it. Most people would be like, oh, well, check kiting or whatever. So mostly a violent felony is not something that you just kind of slip on into.
Yeah, so if it's violent and a felony, you probably, and I mean probably literally, I don't mean 90% did something wrong at some point.
Yeah. Well, it's possible. You could be... you could have been falsely convicted or a variety of things. But anyhow, if it's a violent felony, then you have to, you know, you ask yourself, well, does it seem like a good idea of giving letting a person like that have a gun? It doesn't. It sounds like a really awful idea. But you need to take more than 45 seconds to think about it. Because a person who has committed a violent felony either is going to get out and act good, in which case them having a gun really shouldn't be a problem, or they're going to act bad, in which case, your law, they just walk through like a piece of tissue paper. They're going to get the gun. I could get a gun today. I could get a gun in the next 2 hours if I wanted to.
Sometimes it takes longer than that at the store, so that's doesn't invoke a lot of faith in the system.
Right.
No, it's certainly all about what people want, you know. It's not the fact that murder is illegal that keeps me from murdering people.
Right.
It's that I don't want to murder people. So it doesn't really matter to me whether there is a law against it or not, or what the law has to say about it. I have made this decision to do a thing or to not do a thing, and the legality of it does. I don't want to share a society with people who only refrain from raping, killing, and torturing because some authority figure told them, hey, that's not a nice thing to do to people, and we're going to punish you if you do it.
Yeah, and that guy, what is his name? He's the one of the tiger trapeze guys.
Tiger trapeze?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I know anything about tiger trapeze.
He's in the 101 Reasons video. What?
A lion tamer?
No, he's one of the two performers. I'm not going to remember his name, but he's in the 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire video.
Okay.
And he has a quote about murdering, raping, and robbing as much as he wants.
Pendulette.
Yeah, Pendulette. But it's a.
What does he have to do with trapeze?
The tiger trapeze guy.
One
hold
of
on.
Two performer guys.
He is, but I don't. Yeah. They're magicians.
Yeah, but
they're okay, not Siegfried and Roy.
Okay. Then I'm just really wrong.
All right. Well, you got me there though.
But he has a quote about
he rapes, murders, and kills at the rate that he wishes to, which is to say zero.
And he right, and he says it about believing in God, but I think that equally applies to government. If that's the reason why you're not doing those things, we got a serious problem.
Absolutely. That's a breakdown of the fundamental human morality right there, or the fundamental human fiber, whatever we wish to characterize it as. And no law is going to change that. You know, that's a breakdown in their brain chemistry that causes them to be even willing to make those sorts of immoral, aggressive acts in the first place. Those incompassionate acts is how I would characterize them. Those unempathic ones where they deny the humanity of another person. That has to have already happened.
Well, it's beyond not having empathy. You could just not help somebody and not have empathy. Going on a killing spree is kind of 100 steps past that.
We have many millennia of what we would call modern humans, at least about, let's call it 200,000. And we don't have the greatest history in respecting rights or sovereignty inside of that period of time. We're just now getting to the point that we largely respect sort of people's rights and sovereignty.
Just barely.
Just barely. Well, we exempt people who wear badges and silly hats from this set of rules, but largely we operate as a society that way. And then we're like, oh, well, you know, the politicians are a bunch of crooks, but we have to have them to write laws down, because if we're not a nation of laws written by crooks, then what are we? We're just, you know, it's anarchy. And you thank the cops, because if you don't like the cops, call a crack addict. I mean, I don't even know what this mixed up set of reasoning is, but
I mean, cops should be better that call a crack addict. Is just such an obviously low comparison
crack
point.
Crackheads have a better incentive structure than cops.
Well, I'm not.
I'll give you some crack.
I've called cops, and I've been reasonably happy with the results. I've called cops, and I've been unhappy with the results. But my recourse is always the same. Basically nothing.
855-450-3733. Once again, that's 855-450-FREE. Or use the Discord call lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least one person is dead after a helicopter crashed into a rooftop of a Manhattan skyscraper on Monday. The New York City Fire Department says the pilot of the helicopter was a person who was killed. Zach Escalante was in the building when the crash occurred, and he tells Fox News,
I've obviously felt and heard construction work around the building. I'm actually pretty close to you, but I could tell when my desk moved, this was not just normal construction. I didn't feel like it was loud enough to be really bad, but we knew when the evacuation signal came on, it was time to move.
Outside the White House on Monday, President Trump is talking about the deal he struck with Mexico to avert tariffs.
And they will get approval. If they don't get approval, we'll have to think in terms of tariffs or whatever. But it's just another aspect of what we've done. It was all done because of the tariffs and because of the relationship that we have with Mexico. I spoke with the president yesterday.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That's right. This is Free Talk Live. Call in and tell us whatever's on your mind. 855-453, as in freedom. Again, that's 855-453-7333. With you today, it's Aria.
Melanie.
And Mark, you don't have to have listened to Free Talk Live for very long, especially LRN.FM, to have heard me talk about My Magic Mud. I really, really love My Magic Mud. My Magic Mud is a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. And I know how strange that sounds. But these are very natural things. You're not talking, like, look at the, if you think that sounds strange, take a little look at the back of your toothpaste. Ask yourself,
fair point,
why can I not swallow the contents of this toothpaste? And the answer is because it contains things that are toxic to you if you choose to swallow enough of it, right? Like, fluoride is a poison, whereas My Magic Mud contains none. I'm not saying that fluoride isn't good for your teeth. I get fluoride treatments. I just understand that My Magic Mud is made of all natural things that are safe. When I brush with My Magic Mud, sometimes I choose to swallow it because it's completely safe. They have these charcoal pills that they'll give you in like foreign countries if your tummy's upset or whatever, which just goes to say that charcoals, there's nothing wrong with it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth. I know it has whitened mine. I've watched it happen. You use it 4 days in a row, you're going to find your teeth are as white as normal folks. Or as white as they're supposed to be. They're whitened, as it were. And it's available at basically most major health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. However, you can get 20% off of My Magic Mud by going to MyMagicMud.com. What a surprise. They got some great promotional videos there to tell you a little bit more about the company. Jessica Armand, her family put it together, and it's it's a family-run company. She made it at her house to help her kids who had some dental problems and allergies and that kind of thing. But go to MyMagicMud.com, use coupon code FTL20, and get 20% off. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20, 20% off. If you only listen to one thing I ever say on Free Talk Live, and I understand I've got some opinions that may not fly with you, but My Magic Mud will improve your oral health. You will be happy that you got it. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL.
What does it taste like?
Nothing. They do have mint versions, which add a flavor to it. Personally, I don't need a flavor in order to be satisfied. The less flavor there is, the better it is. It's not even particularly gritty or anything.
That is so fascinating.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't get a package of it. We had it here for some time, so you don't have any?
I do not.
I guess I'll have to get you one.
Oh, that would be great, I suppose. Let's go to the phones.
Have whiter teeth.
We've got Wendy calling in. Wendy, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark.
Yes, Wendy.
I was wondering when you were unhappy with when you called the cops, the guys with funny hats that we allowed to carry guns, and why you were unhappy with them.
Why am I unhappy with the police?
When you've said you've called cops.
Oh, I see.
You know, the
when
guys
I called
with
police,
funny hats and yeah. guns that Arya calls pigs and says all should be shot dead.
Is this?
It's dumped. Thanks for the effort. Not a bad falsetto, I would say.
That was James calling, James Whittakine, who has called in multiple times and threatened my family. And
total psychopath.
I called the police. He for the first time ever, called me from a place that I could track. Right? So I got a caller ID on my phone from, I think, the Best Western of Tempe. I don't mean to besmirch the good folks of the Best Westerns around the nation providing all the wonderful services that they do. But since I have his phone blocked, he has to call me from other places. He chooses to call me from other places because he cannot call me from his own phone. And so I'm like, well, seize upon the opportunity. Because the police don't want to do police work, generally. When I've called them before, they've told me to pound salt. And
what does that mean?
Sorry, can't help you.
Okay.
So in this circumstance, I had a who, I had a what, and I had a where, and I had a when. And that allowed me to put it all together. So they sent a cop over there, chit-chatted with James for a little while. The cop chose not to make an arrest in that circumstance, even though James clearly said that he was going to harm my mother, harm my wife, and harm my child. Mind you, the insults, the vitriol, the tone of voice in this, all of this was available to law enforcement. Why they chose not to make an arrest is beyond me. Why Ben Shapiro has somebody who's arrested that makes threats against him and his family, but Mark Edge, when it happens there, I don't know the answer. Like, I have no idea why law enforcement chose to act on threats on Ben Shapiro's family, who's another talk show host. And not mine.
I don't either. The threats sounded real. They didn't sound like they were a joke. It sounded like he was being serious.
And I can give that audio to you here during the break, and then you can edit out the if there's any. I don't know if there's any profanities. I didn't listen for that, but I couldn't take a risk here on just playing it on the air raw.
I also want to put out that I don't think that you can both choose to be a monopoly that's enforcing your monopoly with force, not just what I'm going to call a natural monopoly and you're just best and nobody else tries. But if you create a monopoly by force, you can't then complain that people use your product even though they don't like you. So if it is illegal to do a thing by yourself, and it is illegal to deal with those kind of situations on your own, and it is illegal for a competing firm to set up and say, we'll take care of all the murderers and people who make death threats, because then they would be arrested,
Yeah, so
you can't then turn around and complain and be like, oh, well, if you hate me so much, why did you call me? Because you made me.
Yeah, I imagine that when they actually sat down and started talking to James, they were like, okay, this is an alcoholic with a DUI of several. I'm going to say five DUIs simply because I know it's not five, and I know it agitates him that people say it's higher than it is. So five DUIs?
I don't really know what's going on there. He is really adamant that he had not had three DUIs is what we said here on the air. And I can only presume that somebody who's this adamant is telling the truth. However, it really looked like the internet was saying that he had that many DUIs, and if he didn't, I certainly apologize for that. However,
I won't. I'll say he had 30. He had 30 DUIs.
Yeah.
James Whittakin.
I doubt I ever said it. It was probably Ian who looked it up.
It might be arrest versus convictions. It might be expungements. I mean, knowing the kind of ridiculous technicalities he tries to use.
Really? Because, I mean, I've seen the Facebook page and I've looked at some of the videos and all of that, but I just don't have an hour to sit there watching them. He also tried to lawyer his way out of these directly.
Right, he says.
No, I don't. With the DUIs, no. But based on his behavior and on other topics, that would not surprise me in the least.
Truly a dangerously insane and stupid individual. It's amazing to me that the cops did nothing about it, considering he made threats.
His diction doesn't suggest he's stupid. He doesn't sound drunk when he's calling in, even though he's had, at the very least, at some point, had some kind of alcohol abuse problem. I don't know. I mean, if you're trying to get him to come after you, don't worry. He'll spend time.
But see, the thing he came after me before I ever even knew who he was.
The thing is he comes after me because he knows that I don't want him to.
Yeah.
I don't want him to make threats against my wife, my child, and my mother. So he's like, whoopee! I found somebody who finally listened to me, you know, and whereas Ian wants threats. You want threats. I mean, you know. So
I don't know if I would go that far, but.
You're just not scared, right? Like, and I'm not scared, but I can't protect my son every second of the day. And this guy has talked about my house. He's like setting my house on fire and locking the doors and, you know, keeping my family. This is like he obsesses on how he would go about killing my child. And I find somebody like that, you know, frightening.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Talk radio you control. Take control of the airwaves. Tell us whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-FREE as in freedom. Again, that's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about New Zealand. Well, actually, before we get back into the discussion about New Zealand, you want to bring us back in what we were just discussing?
Well, with regarding James Wedekind, who called in the last segment, and he, he's angry about stuff. And I suspect he was angry about things before he ever called Free Talk Live, but he's now angry about stuff. And finally, he gave me the opportunity. He made a threatening call. I knew where he was geographically. I sent the law over there to handle it. They decided, well, even though he threatened to harm your mother, wife, and child in basically the same sentence, that's not good enough, and we're not going to make an arrest. Now, you've heard the audio, at least part of the audio at this point. We're trying to make
an edit. I heard it all last Monday. I mean, I was here when he left it.
Right. And so he has no problem dropping, you know, profanities on my – he has to call me from different numbers, but, you know, my number's out there. He knows where it is. He can find it. You know, you could find it, too, if you wanted to. You're not going to make friends with me by just ringing me up to chit-chat, though, I can assure you. So – anyway, we have to edit the audio. If you want to hear that, you're going to have to wait till the next segment in order to do that because, well, we don't have some kind of audio staff that's going to take care of that. But I want to tell you about...
Well, local... we do, but she's talking on the air.
Right, right. I got local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched its trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and to use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com. bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com. For those of you who don't know, this is just one of the biggest things to hit cryptocurrency. I think it's going to be very meaningful for the adoption of Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
I love it. I'm thrilled to death that they created it, and so far I'm extremely happy. It puts localbitcoins.com to shame.
How so?
It's got such a better user interface. It's so much more sleek, so much more modern and easy to use and user-friendly. You could almost see it being an app. It's that level of user-friendly. Whereas Local Bitcoin, attempting to do it from mobile, is a nightmare. It's possible, sure, but you always have the sense that you are using a mobile browser to do something that you should be using a computer to do.
Mm.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Sarah from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just want to say that, our drivers here in the last 2 weeks, they have stopped running the red light. It's just wonderful.
Is this a result of your adamant activism?
Well, I have no idea, but what I noticed is that, so I'm a pedestrian, so when I have that walk signal, when I get the green light, I usually have to, pay attention to the red light violator. There's always,
it's always a good idea.
I would agree that before you walk into the street, you should make sure that traffic has stopped.
Right, because all the laws in the world don't stop 5,000 pounds of screaming death.
But here's what I'm saying is that stopped in the last two weeks. That's what I'm saying. It's it has always been they were running the red light. But since our city passed that new law where you charge the insurance companies for big accidents, and that did it. So if they T-bone and it costs over $1,500, they charge your insurance company and then your rates go up. So you wind up paying out.
That's how insurance always worked.
Well, yeah. The more accidents you have, the more that has to pay out for you, your rates go up, right? So if you caught an accident, it was your fault, or that it costs a lot of money, your rates go up. You're right. So,
okay.
But here in New Mexico, the thing is, our rates are really high. I talked to a lady today. She told me she pays about $500 a month in car insurance.
Wow.
I hear they also have gambling problems in the state next door to you.
I don't know about that. But the thing is that there's so
insurance
many
is gambling.
Motorists. So is that how it works? You have to wind up paying out for the uninsured motorist. You get to a wreck and they're uninsured. Your insurance companies wind up covering some of their fees because 1/3 of our drivers have no car insurance.
Is it a legal requirement in New Mexico?
It's a legal requirement in every state except New Hampshire.
Okay.
Well, I think it's supposed to be a law, but there's 1/3 of the drivers that are breaking it. And my thing is, if you have no insurance, you have no money, then ride the bus like I do and walk.
So what do you propose for people to do?
So if you have no insurance and no money, what you need to do is not have to have a job. You have to be there at a certain time because that'll solve that problem.
Or just don't drive.
To work. That's how you get to work. You get to work by getting in the car and driving it to work.
Right, but if you cause a wreck, there's no insurance companies to charge you, and you have no money to pay.
Okay, so these people are not obeying the law that requires them to have insurance. So what do you suggest we do about the problem?
Well, it's kind of be like ride the bus and walk, keep your heart healthy.
How are you going to make these people stop driving their cars without insurance?
You know what? It's amazing. I have no idea. A friend their car license. I mean, their license is no good unless you get. You give them 3 months to get a.
I think that pretty much is how it works. And 49 states in the union, I believe, require car insurance. New Hampshire being the only one that doesn't. They require crappy car insurance that's basically worthless, but they call it PIP in Florida. I think personal injuries, something. It's not very much, but, it'll help if you ever get hospitalized,
I
guess.
I mean, and we Louisiana, if I didn't pay my insurance that month, the insurance company was legally required to tell the state, and the state would cancel my driver's license, would cancel my license plate. So not only was I illegal to be driving, my car was now not street legal. Do they notify you of this? Absolutely not. But the car still starts. You get notified if you ever get pulled over and they run your
quickly,
place and they arrest you, but they don't like send you a letter. So, but the car still starts. So that doesn't actually solve the, now you're just twice as illegal.
Well, that's only for people that used to have car insurance. You don't pay it, and then they don't. What if you never had car insurance in the first place? There's no company that's going to notify the state at the state.
You can't register the car if you didn't have car insurance in the first place.
Maybe they stole someone else's registration. Sarah, are you trying to send these people to life in prison, just keep stacking on charges until they finally are sentenced to life for
the
terrible crime of driving without insurance?
Well,
I appreciate the call, Sarah. Welcome to call back tomorrow night. I just don't see the point of making it double illegal or triple illegal. People are violating the law, as we were talking about in regard to gun control. You know, the kinds of people who are going to do something that is illegal are not going to cease doing it because you make it super illegal.
Doesn't seem like it. No, it doesn't. You know, it doesn't seem to matter what the punishment is. Some people are just going to do it.
I mean, you sentenced somebody to life in prison, okay. You also sentenced people to 10 life sentences. What is the point of all of this?
I've seen appeal cases where they argue the issue of whether the life sentences were consecutive or concurrent.
Welcome to America.
The state is insane.
Yeah, the state is absolutely insane. That's the most insane thing I've ever heard. Now, do they not quantify this? Because it seems to me like, if you give somebody a life sentence, you have to actually, like, quantify it, right?
No.
What do you mean?
You don't have to. Some places do. You don't have to.
Like, no. A life sentence.
Life sentence is just life.
It would just be a colloquialism for what is actually a 60-year sentence or a 70-year sentence.
No, because they also have effective life, which is more of just a.
Like, if you're 80 years old and they sentence you to 50 years.
Well, that, and also they have guys in Angola doing, or not doing, because they're not going to do it, but sentenced to. I think the max guy in there was 2,500 years.
Wow.
And so they have people that they classify as effective life, but then life sentences, or it's just literally you don't get out.
It means you're going to die in prison. Not something I'm fond of as far as sentencing goes. 855-450-FREE. Do you disagree? Be sure to call us and let us know. That's 855-450-3733.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.